All right, Dante Robinson.
So, man.
Glad to have you this week.
Glad to be here, man. Appreciate it.
We're going to start with the rewind.
Okay.
So we're going to go back a little bit.
Okay.
You grew up in nearby Athens, went to Clark Central High School.
Yeah.
And, you know, you wanted to go to Georgia. You wanted to be a Bulldog.
Right.
A lot of offers from other SEC schools, but Georgia just never came knocking on that door. And you ended up going to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. We know how the story goes from there.
Right.
But sometimes the greatest gifts we receive are the gifts we don't get.
Right.
I mean, that probably made you hungry, right? Yeah. What was that like?
You know, first to be in Athens, you know, Georgia's in my backyard, my high school. I could walk across the street from my high school and be on campus, you know. So I grew up a lifelong Bulldog fan. So to never get that call, you know, at the time you don't understand. You know, you're like, wow, you know, it's a lot of disappointment. But the kind of person I am is I take disappointment and I say, how can I make this into a positive situation? So with that, it made me hungry. It made me hungrier, you know. I wanted to prove them wrong, you know. You think you recruited the right guys. No, you didn't, you know. You missed the right guy, you know. Now I'm at South Carolina where I'm going to go against you every year, you know. So it made me work harder, you know, because I wanted to prove them wrong, you know. And it made me work extremely hard. And I look back and I say, would I be where I am today if I had gone to Georgia? I don't know the answer to that, but I know for myself, I feel like that setback or that letdown at the time turned me into the player that I am today, and you know, and turned me into the person that I am today. Because as you get older, life is going to be about setbacks and challenges, and you know, the people that bounces back from the setbacks and says to himself, "Hey, it's just a bump in the road. How do you come back from it? Do you say?" Do you use it as an excuse to not do something special, or do you say, okay, I'm going to use this to make myself better? And I try to use everything negative and turn it into a positive, and that's what I did with that situation.
Okay, so Dante, you have a brother, Darian.
Right.
He's 7 years younger than you now, and he's a senior at Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
What was it like growing up with him? Was he a positive influence in your life in that you wanted to be that big brother for him?
I wanted to be the best big brother I could. You know, I had an older sister, so I remember when my mom was pregnant, and I remember her coming home and saying, you know, hey, Dante, you're having a little brother, so you're not the baby anymore, so how are you going to handle it? And I just remember being like a young kid at seven, being like, wow, I'm not the baby, so what does that mean? I can't make excuses for the things that I used to make excuses for. You know, now it's time for me to set an example for this younger brother that's coming. So, and I remember when he was born, and as he got older, everywhere I would go, he would try to follow me. You know, in middle school, he would follow me. You know, when I got to high school, he would come to my games and my high school games. And, you know, I'd go home and he'd be wearing my high school jersey around the house, tossing a football up in the air. So it was like, wow, this kid, my younger brother, really pays attention to everything I do. So I got to make sure that I'm setting a positive example for him. And, you know, our relationship, man, it's an incredible relationship. You know, he still calls me. I still call him. And, you know, we talk about football. We talk about life, you know, the things that I've been through. You know, he's kind of in that same situation now. You know, I understand what it's like to be a senior in college, and you know, you're wondering what that next step is going to be, you know. So no matter what the next step is, I encourage him to get your degree, you know, get your education, no matter if there's football after college or not. You know, one thing you can always walk away with and be happy with is saying, hey, I got my diploma, you know, I got my college degree. So that will carry you a long ways. And so, you know, our relationship, man, it's one of a kind, man. You know, I tell him, I don't know if I could have been the little brother following in a big brother's footsteps, and I don't know if he could have been the big brother setting the example for a little brother.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
right.
Our relationship is very unique, man, and that's a lot of love in it.
All right. Dante, we're going to go now between the lines.
Okay.
Football.
Yeah.
Now, you signed a big contract here a couple of years ago.
Right.
and you came here from Houston. Mm-hmm. You have some injuries.
Right.
You
know,
there's a lot of things physically that you've had to overcome, but this year, you're rolling, man.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you feeling right now about this season, this team, this organization?
I feel great about everything from the coaches to the players to the way we're playing. You know, new defensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator. You know, I feel like this is, and I'm not afraid to say it, this is our shot to win it all. You know,
I really
feel like that. You know, we've been in situations where we've had great teams, you know, since I've been here, you know, going 13-3 in 2010, which was a team that you were a part of, 10-6 last year as that football team. But when we step out on it, when we step out on the field, it's just something different, man. I really can't explain it. You know?
Is it from my observation, and maybe this comes from your defense coordinator, Mike Nolan, I feel like you guys are playing without fear. You know you're going to mess up.
Right.
Look, they're going to make some plays.
Right.
But are you guys just playing more carefree this year?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say we are, man. And that's the attitude that Mike Nolan brings to this game, you know, brings to our locker room. You know, he's fun to be around. He understands that. When you step out on the field in the NFL, it's the absolute best against the best. You're not going to win every single snap. You know, some plays you're going to lose. But as long as you're playing hard, you know, as long as you're giving it everything you got, and as long as you're not doing silly things that can jeopardize the team, you know, he's okay with that. We're playing on defense. All 11 guys are playing together, and we're having fun, and we believe in one another. And you know, that's been these last three games, that's been the beauty of what we do. It's just having a lot of fun, man, and not worrying about messing up. Just going and playing as hard as you possibly can.
Now, Dante, I've heard you say in interviews that as a veteran on this team, you know you have to play one game at a time.
Right.
And I know that means have a short memory, live in the moment.
Right.
For you, to be a starting cornerback in the NFL, do you realize you're one of 64 guys in the world that does that?
I never looked at it.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
Yes, I mean, in the entire world.
The entire world, you're one of 64 that gets to do that for your job. Now, I know that to be a starting corner in the NFL, you have to have trained yourself to live in the moment.
Right.
When you're lined mano-a-mano, toe-to-toe, inches from some of the best athletes in the world, you versus him, you have to be in the moment.
Right.
You can't think about the times you've gotten beat.
Right.
You can't think about the crowd that's loud.
Right.
You've learned to focus.
Yeah.
When there's a job to be done on game day,
right.
one-on-one versus receiver, you're in the moment, and you do it with excellence.
Right.
So is there something you can share with us that helps you, a state of mind that you get to, that helps you be completely focused when there's a job to be done?
First of all, I mean, you said it. It's just focus.
Focus.
You know, that's a word within itself that when I step out on the field, when I line up, if it's a home game, I don't – before the ball snaps, I don't even hear the crowd noise. You know, I don't hear it. Anything. It's just me and the guy in front of me. I understand what I have to do. What am I going to do as soon as this ball snap? Fear is one thing that can't enter your mind because it takes away from the things that you need in order to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
It takes away from your technique. It takes away from your ability. So as soon as I line up, all fear is out of the door because I prepared all week long.
Right.
And I say, okay, now I'm completely focused on what I have to do right now. What step I'm going to take when his ball snaps. Do I have a 2-to-1 read? Do I have him man-to-man? Am I playing cover one? All of these things I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you dissect, where's he aligned at? When I watch film and I saw him aligned right here, or I see this formation, now do I know what to do or do I not know what to do? So I would say one thing that helps me is preparation. Preparing
helps you live in the moment.
Right. Preparing and knowing what's about to happen, it helps you live in the moment. And those are things that, as a person, we control. You know, it's not like high school where you step out on the field and you're the best athlete on the field.
Right.
What can you do now to get the advantage?
Because there's a lot of good athletes on the field.
Right.
What separates you?
Right. What separates you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you study as hard as this guy does?
Mm-hmm.
Do you work as hard as this guy does? Are you preparing all the way around through the week as hard as this guy does? And I understand when I go into the game on Sunday, I've done all I can to make sure that I'm ready. So it allows me to play with a lot of confidence, and it allows me to be relaxed when I step out onto the football field. My fear is walking onto the football field and not knowing what's about to happen.
That's a bad feeling.
Yeah, that's a terrible feeling, you know. So that fear is what makes me study hard, you know, which makes me say, let me look at my opponent this week. Let me see what's about. Let me see what I'm facing, you know. The fear of not knowing is, you know, that's my fear.
All right, Dante, now we're going to go inside the mind.
Okay.
You've had to overcome injuries, a lot of them. I mean, you've been through some trying times and tribulations, just like you said, we all must face in this world. What's one thing that you feel innately, or something that you've learned or someone has told you that helps you persevere, that's gotten you through those difficult times, and when something comes up now, you go to that?
Right. I think I go back to my dad, you know, because I was a guy that pretty much taught me everything, you know. And he would always say, it's not over until it's over. You know what I mean? So that's another saying that I always carry with me. And from the injuries, from blowing out my knee in 2007 to getting here in 2010 and tearing my hamstring to 2011, tearing my quad, what I took from that is I said, okay, I have a chance to come back from all of that. So it's not over, you know. I'm not going to see these doctors and they're saying, hey, your career is over. Now, when I blew out my knee, the injury was so devastating. They told me, they said, if you don't work hard to get back, then you'll never play again, you know. So it still wasn't over for me. I said, okay, well, I'm given the opportunity to put a lot of work into it and I could come back. The doctor didn't say, yeah, your career is finished. You know, you'll never play again. He said, well, this is a very bad injury. Be honest with you. If you don't put the work in to get back from this injury, then you probably won't make it back from this injury. And I said, okay, well, I have a chance. My dad would always say, it's not over until it's over. It's not over. Let me go out here and focus and work and do everything I can to bounce back from those things. And, you know, it's just something that I live by, you know. It's not over until it's over. So I'm a work in progress, man. And, you know, that's how we all have to look at it, you know. It's you never be satisfied, and I think, and never think you know. Never be a person that think you know every single thing, because whether you're 15, 25, 35, 10 years old, 65 years old, as long as you're here on this earth, you can continue to learn. And I think the wise people understand that, you know. And as long as you're here, there's a plethora of information you can gain, and you can move forward and living your life. And though, you know, there's a lot I can still learn, man. And that's how I look at it. So that's
you're never satisfied. You're never content.
Never, ever, you know, because once you become content, that somebody else is going to move right ahead of you, because they get it, that it's not over. There's more that I can feed. There's more that I can put in my brain. There's more things that I can do. So it's not over until it's over.
So I heard you say one time in an interview that, you know, someone asked you, what do you like to do to relax? And you said, I study and I work hard to relax. And it sounds counterintuitive, but in order to give you that relaxation and peace of mind, you have to have known that you've prepared.
That I've prepared. That's what helps me relax, you know, to be honest with you. If I don't prepare, I'm going to be uptight. I'm going to be nervous. I'm not going to be able to spend time with my kids. I'm not going to be able to play with my kids. But if I've gone home and I've taken an hour and a half out to just see what's about to happen this Sunday, then I feel better about myself as a person. You know what I mean? This is... off season is totally different. You know, I'm a different person. You know, I don't have anything to study for, but this is my job. So if I want to relax, I got to make sure I'm totally prepared to go out there and be the best that I can possibly be on Sunday. And as crazy, a lot of people might not understand that, but that's how I relax. That's what helps me relax.
Okay. Here we go. Inside the mind, rapid fire.
Cool. Let's go.
You ready?
Yeah.
Wait, sure.
I'm ready. Let's get it.
What is a what's your favorite word?
Favorite word? Try.
Try.
Yeah.
I like that.
Try.
What's your least favorite word?
It's two. I can't.
I can't.
Yeah. two words.
What's a sound or a noise that you love?
The ocean. It's relaxing. Mm-hmm. I like the sound of it, man.
What's a sound or a noise that you hate?
Screeching on the chalkboard. I hate that noise. Since I was a kid, I've always hated it.
What's your favorite book?
Who Moved My Cheese? My dad gave me that book when I was 18 years old. Who Moved My Cheese?
I need to meet your dad, man. He sounds like a good dude. Yeah. Wise man. Okay, if you could trade places with any person, famous or not, living or dead, real or fake, for 1 week.
For 1 week.
With whom would it be?
Arthur Blank.
we maybe could make that happen. If aliens landed in front of you right now and said, Dante, in exchange for anything that you desire, mm-hmm. you can come to our planet and hold any position on that planet, what would you want your job to be?
I'd say, what's the planet about? I'd be real skeptical, man. I don't know if I would go with him.
You say, I don't care. I have everything.
Nah, I'm okay right here.
Okay. What's your power animal?
My power, lion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that where the dreads come from?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The mane, the hair.
I like it.
I love lions.
If a Hollywood movie were to be made about you, mm-hmm. by whom would the lead role be played?
Denzel Washington. He's a powerful actor, so.
And who would be the leading lady of your affections in that movie?
Wow. Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington?
Yeah, I like Kerry Washington. She's sexy. Yeah.
All right. If you could be a superhero, mm-hmm. what would be your one superpower?
Would be, I would just say to fly, to be able to be above everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I like to watch birds fly around. I like to watch eagles soar. You know, it looks so peaceful, man. So,
yeah.
Like, you just get away mm-hmm. from everything. So, I would say to fly.
So, if you could pick up and fly away from here right now, where would you fly?
Where would I fly? I probably wouldn't pick a destination. I'd probably just float around in the sky for mm-hmm. a while just to clear mm-hmm. my head.
I like it. If you, Coach Smith came to you and said, Dante, we got corners settled this week, but we need our best athletes on the field. You can play any other position on the field. What position would you want to play?
Stronger free safety.
Stronger free safety?
Yeah, probably free safety.
Okay, if it couldn't be in the defensive secondary.
Linebacker.
Yeah. Put your big boy pads on.
Yeah, I put my big boy pads on, man.
You think you could tackle Michael Turner?
I have to get him before he gets started. It's a big dude, man.
Right. Okay, what's the position on the field that you just would not want to try to play?
Center.
Offensive center. Yeah. Mud Duck's got a tough job.
A tough job.
Describe Dante Robinson in 3 words.
Hardworking. That's a lot of words. That's 2 words.
Put the hyphen in there. Yeah. That's a good one. Hardworking.
Humble.
Humble.
And happy. That's it, man. Enjoy my life.